It's Saturday morning and time for the Coach's Corner, live on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union. The Coach's Corner is heard every Saturday from 9 until 10, or until Jason wraps it up, on KIIC, live from the lobby of the new Community First Credit Union in Albia at the intersection of Highway 34 and 5. The Coach's Corner takes a look at the world of sports with a special emphasis on local sports, including reports and interviews from coaches and players with our very own Jason Summers.
Yes, bitch, he's on all these.
Yo, dog, pull up your pants. Your underwear is showing.
And now live from Community First Credit Union at the intersection of 5 and 34, it's the Coach's Corner.
High above the mats here from the corner of 34 and 5 via Highway 5 all the way up to Wells Fargo Arena. This is the Coach's Corner from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And we're high above the mats as the wrestlers start to work their way in for the final day of wrestling here at the 2013 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. And we're going to get you updated with everything that's taking place during this big tournament during the Coach's Corner this morning. And we've got Coach Winger in the house. Coach Beal is in the house. I got Mrs. Morgan. Mrs. Morgan's 7th grade class has been listening all week, and she stopped by, and we're going to say hello to her on the air. Let her give a shout-out to her girl or her class, and her handsome husband, Brian Morgan, stopping by the broadcast booth to say hello. But, folks, we've had a great ride here this week at Wells Fargo Arena. But lots going on in the sports world, not just wrestling. A lot of wrestling news made before this tournament, and we'll talk about that as well. But lots of basketball coverage this week. The boys and girls basketball team seasons come to an end in tournament play, and we want to congratulate both the boys and girls on outstanding seasons. They do come to an end, but both Coach Archer and Coach Achenbach put together another solid season for both of their programs. I want to congratulate Twin Cedars, the Sabres basketball team last night with the win over Moravia in a tournament contest. The Mohawks also with a fantastic girls basketball season, and they just came up a little bit short last night, the Twin Cedars, in a whiteout and a broadcast that you heard Dan Stocker bring to you last night. We've got a lot to talk about here at the Coach's Corner, so stick around and we'll come back and we'll talk with Coach Winger about this tournament, about today, and about tonight's big championship matchup. Shadow Leshen, among others, will be going for a state title, and you'll hear it right here on your sports leader, KIIC. We'll be back to the corner 34 and 5, all the way to the well via Highway 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
When people leave one job for another, they usually take their personal stuff along with them. Yet, millions of people still leave their 401k behind. Fortunately, Edward Jones can help you control your money. We'll explain your options and, if appropriate, help you roll over your 401k without paying taxes or penalties. To learn more, contact me, Brian Crosser, your Albia Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 18 Washington East on the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When they say right back, they mean right back. Right back to Wells Fargo Arena, the Coach's Corner. Coming to you via Highway 5 from the corner of 34 and 5. And the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And all week long, we have been hearing from listeners who are all over Southern Iowa who have been texting in. The entire Moravia School District has texted in. The entire Oskaloosa School District, Knoxville, Albia, Pekin, you know, go across Southern Iowa, and all the schools have been texting in. Mrs. Morgan's 7th grade class has been texting in all week from Oskaloosa, and we have Mrs. Morgan in the broadcast suite. And you stop by to say hello, and we really appreciate you guys watching. But what was it like in your classroom, and how did you get the district to allow you to do that?
Well, the kids, of course, were all into it. We've listened to you the last couple of years. So they ask every year, are we getting back with KIIC? And I say, of course we are. So yesterday when I tagged in a couple of times, that really pumped them up because we've got tests next week at the end of the trimester. Yeah. And during Andrew Landgreave's match, when Joe kept coming in about the 7th graders, and you're back and forth, Oh, my gosh, I was praying the teacher next door was not given a test because those 7th graders were loving it. I'm now the teacher of the year. Thank you very much, Joe and Jason.
Well, I gave a shout-out to say, hey, I want to hear the 7th graders make some noise
from
Oskaloosa.
Did they
make the noise?
Yes, they definitely put it up a few octaves, that's for sure.
That's great. Well, you know, as a teacher in the Oskaloosa School District, previous coach in the Oskaloosa School District, you get to really know these kids, and that's one of the things I think that gets celebrated on these mats. It's not just winning wrestling matches, but it is the celebration of community and school districts, and lots of pride comes from these type of events.
Oh, definitely. And you know, it's fun up here too to come back up to Wells Fargo and whatever. I mean, we're sitting over there, you know, with the Albia crowd, and I know you talked about Moravia, you know, and like a gentleman said over there, it's like one big family. You come and watch all the kids from the area. I know I had kids yesterday asking me, has Shadow been wrestling yet? Because we have a lot of younger kids, you know, that come down to Albia or been in mat clubs together. Yeah. And you know, that's what's so cool about it, is just the community. And as a coach, I know yesterday I heard your interview about when kids come back later on in life and they call you coach and they let you know everything that's happened. They're having their kids. And, you know, that's what makes coaching worth it, is the later on when you've helped that young man or young lady become such a great person.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by. You've got a husband that is a basketball player, Brian Morgan, and you've converted him into a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah. We just love athletics all the way around. We love supporting all the schools. You know, we have daughters in Albion, and we have daughters yet in Oskaloosa, and so we go both ways and support all the kids in Southeast Iowa. So,
well, enjoy the tournament today and have lots of fun. Thanks for tuning us in every year.
Every year.
We can count on Mrs. Morgan's 7th grade class to join us, and thanks so much.
Thank you.
How about that, Coach Winger? You know, I look on the stream, we're already at 2,100 listeners. That's some pretty faithful listenership. You know, the people of Southern Iowa really have bought into being a part of this. And, of course, this broadcast wouldn't be possible if it wasn't for the guys that are actually performing on the mat and the coaches that have to get them coached up to use those talents that God give them to perform at their highest level so they can be in this type of environment. This is good stuff.
Yeah, it is. It's a blast. And we're just real fortunate that our guys are performing, you know. So I don't have to do much. You know, I'm a fan at this point. So you slap them on the butt and send them out on the mat and either they do it or they don't at this point, and there's not a whole lot you can do about it. But luckily, when we come up here, we usually perform pretty well. So, and this year's no exception.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, head coach Dave Winger, here on the Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you know, you really had a great day yesterday, although you had two guys that that you know are absolutely champions. They want to win so bad. They are absolute champions. You know, Dalton Folkerts and Brett Leshen, and both those guys ended their journey here at the Well last night. And it had to be a tough moment because both of them had expectations of not just standing on the podium, but high up on that podium.
Yeah, I was talking to Andy Hamilton with the Des Moines Register last night, and he kind of echoed that as well. And, you know, it's such an emotional roller coaster up here. I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, you go from Zach getting beat out and you're down to the lowest lows, and then you go out on the mat again and another kid does something great and you're back up to another high. And then yesterday was a great example of that with Dalton and Brett, you know, going down, and it crushes you. It just crushes your soul, you know, and then you go back and you feel sorry for yourself for a little bit, and then you come running back out on the mat, and then Shadow pulls off a match like that, and it just... You know, it's such a draining emotional roller coaster ride that you're on that I can't explain it. I'm ready for a nap.
Well, you really in these moments you really need each other. This is one of the things that I talked to Coach Cochran, and it was just him and his wrestler that were left up here.
Right.
You know, you guys got a whole coaching staff, and you got your wrestlers to go through these emotions. Winning or losing, it is an emotional roller coaster ride. And when you got another match left, it's a never-ending draining of emotion, and you need each other to lean on.
Yeah, and I've seen that big time with these guys, you know, this weekend. It started with when Zach got beat. You know, I was in the position as a wrestler that I got beat out up here, and that we had a lot of guys that were still wrestling, and I, you know, that's a tough position to be in, and I asked the team to make sure that they don't forget about Zach. And And you know what, Jason, I haven't heard a bunch of guys tell each other that they love him. You know, they're telling each other that they love, you know, each other. And that's something that you don't hear very often. And it should shock me a little bit, but it really doesn't with these guys. They're just coming around to be great, great human beings. So I'm really proud to be a part of it all.
Coach, we're going to talk a little bit more about your wrestlers particularly. But I want to talk about the Southern Iowa wrestlers. You know, we have Mrs. Morgan in here talking about Oskaloosa, and I know they're big Albion fans as well. But the South Central Conference has been well represented during this tournament, as they were last year. But I think we even took it another notch up. Four different schools have wrestlers in the championship round tonight.
Yeah, well, if Mrs. Morgan, she's a seventh grade teacher, or so am I.
Yeah.
So we've got something going on. I understand completely with how that classroom probably left yesterday with the excitement. They're an exciting bunch for sure. So, and I love my seventh graders, and I know that some of them are listening back home as well, and I can't wait to get back to them. So it's just something about a seventh grade bunch that you really enjoy. But the Southern Iowa's back, man. It's we've been, you know, not too many people talk about Southern Iowa wrestling. And, you know, you look at some of the teams that we've got, you know, Centerville even, you know, is right up there with the few guys that they've got. It's just amazing what they do at the state tournament every year. They just constantly are right up there in the upper echelon of the standings. And, of course, Eddyville. And, you know, I'm going to leave some teams out, but you're exactly right, Jason, with the caliber of wrestling that we've got in the southern half of the state, where we can wrestle with anybody.
Well, I look at the team points here for this 1A. You have Eddyville Blakesburg at number 3. You turn the page to 2A. Last night we had you guys at 10th. You're right there at 11th. You're on the edge of a top 10 finish. And, of course, with lots of wrestling left to do, that's going to change. You know, it's just right there. We got two teams from Southern Iowa right in the top 10 of each of the classes. And, you know, so you can see it in team points, but the number of wrestlers from all the small schools, not to mention Moravia. You know,
yeah.
The Mohawks, you guys have built such a bond and friendship, and having you, Coach Whitlow, up here yesterday, that was a really special moment.
Yeah, I love those guys. I mean, you know, too many times it's more about competing and it's more about beating the other guy than it is anything else. And we've never felt that with Moravia. You know, the fierce rivalry has never evolved with Moravia. It's evolved into a friendship, almost to the point where we're actually teammates, you know. And I certainly appreciate those guys a lot. And you know, when they lose, I feel it. And when they win, I feel it. So, and that's not acting. That's something that comes from within. And when you have that, you know that you're pretty close to a bunch of people. So, and I appreciate, you know, there's some great people in Moravia that give me some support as well personally. So, you know, you can't shy away from that stuff. And as a matter of fact, your relationships grow even stronger. So I appreciate that.
We're talking with Coach Dave Winger, head coach of the Albion Blue Demons, talking about not just these Blue Demons, but the entire tournament and Southern Iowa Wrestling. We're going to take a timeout, come back to the Coach's Corner. You're listening live from Wells Fargo Arena via the corner of 34 and 5, all the way up 5 to this historic assembly of wrestlers. High above these mats, high fidelity, and today history will be made, dreams will be made, and you're going to get to listen to it all right here. We'll be back to the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little bit more about Albion Wrestling, talk about this new initiative to keep wrestling going, and let's keep wrestling alive. Governor Branstad announced that yesterday, and we're going to talk about that. Hear his interview that we had when we come back here to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
When you are looking for a way to pay tribute to your loved one, think of something that will last for many years and many generations to see. A monument will accomplish this. You can put it all in stone. Pictures, sayings, whatever you can imagine can be etched in the monument of your choosing. Senate Pierschbacher Funeral Home can help you in choosing the monument that best fits your needs. Call Senate Pierschbacher at 932-5197 and ask how you can get a discount on your monument.
To get things done, you have to work together. That's what makes Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau such a great team. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Join a winning Iowa team. Call your local Farm Bureau agent, Brad Witt, in Albia at 641-932-7873 today. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member-owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
H&R Block is helping people find more money hidden in their old tax returns. So if you didn't use H&R Block in the past, bring in your past taxes for a second look review. H&R Block usually finds a different result, which can mean a bigger refund for our clients. And if we do, we can refile your old tax return so you get the maximum refund you're entitled to. Call us today at 641-932-7536 and make an appointment for a second look review today. H&R Block, never settle for less. Fees apply. Available at participating locations.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Via the Highway 5 all the way to Wells Fargo Arena, this is Community First Credit Union's Coach's Corner. from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, high above the mats, and the wrestlers have taken the mat. And you can hear that music playing in the background. And big morning session here, Coach Winger. Your guys, Griffin Osing and Bryce Leshen, this is a big session for them if they want to take another step up on that podium. They've worked their way to get on the podium. Now it's just how high they're going to work their way up.
Yeah, I've listened to your broadcast this weekend, and I'm going to say the same thing every other coach has said. You know, we're down to the point of the season where, you know, some kids want to pack it in. You know, some kids are ready for the season to be over, and they're on the stands. So, you know, some kids are happy with that, and some kids, you know, aren't, and they'll keep fighting. So I think I've got a couple kids down there that are going to continue to fight and try to work their way up the stand. And, you know, we're not really happy with where we're at team-wise, so we try to like to make that up a little bit. And there's going to be no surprises. We know what both guys have. We've wrestled the 52-pounder, and obviously Bryce has wrestled the 26-pounder there, so we should be good to go.
Well, when you look at Bryce, he has a chance here to get another contest with Cowan. I don't know if the wrestlers are looking forward to that. I don't know if they, but I do know that the fan base is looking forward to it, because that means one of our wrestlers is going to be sitting number three or number four. That means they both are going to win their first match here this morning.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, you know. And like I said last night, it's good for our conference. It's good for Southern Iowa. It's good for the fans. I don't know how good it is for the kids, you know, with them seeing each other so much. But it is what it is. You gotta wrestle, and that's the way the brackets work. And we're not going to complain. We just got to go out and win the match and move on.
Coach, we've talked to the coaches about the wrestlers, about what they do to prep themselves for the tournament as it moves along. It gets to be a marathon up here. It starts as a sprint with eight mats going and all the wrestlers going everywhere. And then by the end, everyone, the wrestlers, the coaches, the fans, everyone's feeling the wear of a marathon. And part of that marathon is the fact that, you know, for this week and for the better of probably 4 to 6 months, you as a coach and coaches have been away from your family, you know. Yeah. And I know Emma just waved at her, put a little hi, Emma, in the thing. but your wife, we're both lucky. We married way above ourselves. And but to be there and know that they're standing beside you. And I know that that's important to you. Family is so important to you.
Yeah, no question. After Shadow won, you know, I texted Melissa, my wife, and asked if the kids were here, and she said, yeah. And I said, hang where you're at. And I ran a full bore, ran up the steps and over to Section 105, and we had a nice hug, all three of us together, and four counting me, obviously. And it was a really, really sweet moment. So something that just people don't understand, you kind of have to put your marriage aside and your family life aside to do the things that you do, you know, during wrestling season.
We have a great coaching staff. I think we ought to talk about those guys. You know, you have Coach Folkers. Matter of fact, every coaching staff brags about their coaching staff, but I'll tell you, when you go into your wrestling room, I don't know if you'll find any more talent among the coaches than what you've got.
Yeah, I think the special thing about us is that we all have certain things that we're good at. You know, we're not asking guys to do a million things. We're just asking them to do one thing well, and basically that's what we're doing. You know, Coach Folkert's down there. He's, you know, the football team uses him for conditioning. The wrestling team uses him for conditioning. So, I mean, there's no secret that he's good at conditioning. So, and you've seen the results on the mat and the football field both. So that's what he concentrates on. He does conditioning, you know. You know, Nick down there, I'm looking at Nick Pickrell, is worth his weight in gold dust, you know, to have him on the staff. And believe it or not, Nick is our technician. So, you know, we don't have to worry too much about technique. You know, if there's some things that we need to go over, Nick's the guy that takes the technique. And I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about conditioning. I don't have to worry about technique. And then, you know, you got Coach Helm. Coach Helm is really our utility guy. You know, it depends on what needs to be done. He's able to do anything. I mean, and you never get a no from the guy. And I know I've said that before, and I know the listeners have heard that before, but the dude never tells me no.
Yeah.
You know, and not every staff has that on their staff. So it's nice to have a go-to guy. And you know, Coach Beal sitting next to me here, man. You know, the nutrition side of it, the conditioning side
of
it.
He's a marathon guy. He's made for these things.
The injury side of it. You know, when Bryce had a hurt knee last week, I patted Coach Beal on the back, and I said, why don't you handle that? Because I have no idea about stuff like that. And he does. You know, he knows about having some bummed up legs, so he's been through that stuff. And again, somebody that's experienced at it and somebody that you can turn to, and he handled that. So, but the nutrition side of it's important to me, and Coach Beal's on top of that as well. So I really appreciate the time that he puts in as well. And then of course you got Schofield down there. He's, you know, we like to have fun with Schofield a lot, but you know, his little niche is he's our scout and he's our paperwork guy. And you know, again, I don't have to worry about the paperwork. I don't have to worry about who I'm going to send out on the mat at certain times. I mean, it's just, I mean, with all of those ingredients thrown together in one big mixing bowl, I mean, it's the perfect storm, and we all get along too, which is a big thing.
Now you have to, you know, and it's like brothers. You're gonna have your moments where you shine, but
yeah.
But you have each other's back, and you know it. Even in those difficult moments where they're going to come, particularly in these type of environments, those marathons, those highs, those lows, we've already been through. Yep. Today will be probably as big of an emotional coaster ride as we're going to get on. And it's going to start here in just a few minutes. 10 o'clock, folks, will get underway where the Constellations have set up those final seating. So there will be two matches here today for all the wrestlers that are wrestling right now. They'll have the chance to find out which spot they're going to be wrestling for and where they'll stand on the podium. Everyone that wrestles today will be on the podium. It's just now a determination of where they'll find themselves on the podium. And, of course, we've already got the finals set up, and in those finals will be one Shadow Leshen. And I know you're very, very proud of Shadow. But such a big win last night. You could see the emotion that left his body when he came off the mat, and we had a chance to catch those raw moments.
Yeah, I reflected last night as I laid down in bed, you know, all of that time that you were talking about away from the family, all of the time in the wrestling room, all the time in the morning, all the time after school, weekends, Sundays, you know, everything that we go through as coaches, everything is worth that one moment right there. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. I mean, it's that one moment is worth everything that you do. I just really can't explain it other than that. I mean, I'd work 5,000 hours if I can experience that again, you know. So, and you know, it's fun, but you know what I haven't tasted yet?
I know,
you
know, buddy.
You know what I haven't tasted yet, and we're focused on that. And you know, we made the final. Slater Poe is the guy that, you know, he made me a guy. He turned me into a guy that's never going to be the same. You know, we tasted that with Slater, and Slater, we went to the finals and
overtime.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
my gosh.
And you know what? And I always say to Slater, he got me addicted, man. I mean, he got me addicted to the finals, and it's just, I don't know, it's just like no other feeling that you can feel in the world. So I'm looking forward to that tonight.
Well, the Rockets have a couple of guys in the finals, Crosby and Maroff. Those will be two outstanding matches right there as well.
Yeah, no question. I mean, they're great wrestlers, and we knew that. All year long, you know, I remember back at the beginning of the year, you know, I'll tell a little inside story with our rivalry, I guess. It's not a super heated rivalry when we're up here, but by golly, you know, during the year it is. And, you know, we knew that we were going to have to wrestle Blake and Bryce right off the bat. And Bryce was really excited for that match. And, you know, I had a lot of confidence in him. But you know what? I didn't know for sure because he was a freshman coming in and Blake's a seasoned guy. And so we talked all week about it. And I said, we're going to show what, you know, we're going to see what you got for sure. He's going to show you, you know, where you're at and what you're doing. And Bryce wrestled him really tough, you know, and it was really a good kickstart to Bryce's career, although it was a loss. So, you know, we'll take that loss, varsity loss.
I think
so.
That rivalry in all the South Central Conference rivalries have helped each of our programs sharpen, you know, iron sharpens iron, and there's no doubt about it. You look at Jaron Glosser.
Yeah.
I give Glosser a lot of credit for helping make Shadow Leshen get through those moments yesterday, because Glosser pushed Shadow two times, got that win over Shadow, the only loss on the season. And, you know, those type of moments really can help you become better.
Yeah, we talked about it this morning on the way in. You know, a loss now is a win later. We talk about that. And by golly, I'm telling you, that loss last year in the finals is hopefully going to be a win this year. And we talk about that a lot as a coaching staff, that losses aren't bad. Losses aren't bad. So you need to take what you've learned from that loss and move it on to the next match. So I'm excited to see how Shadow reacts.
So, Coach, have you thought about those feelings and what that might be like when you get the win tonight?
Every stinking hour of my life, absolutely. I mean, it's the only thing that I live for this time of year, as a professional anyway, you know. So it's on my mind constantly. It's always there. So I can close my eyes and see that, yes. And it's just got to become a reality now. So, you know, there's coaches out there that have experienced it multiple times. And, you know, it's just second nature, second hat stuff. And, you know, it looks like it's no big deal to them. And they just pick up the stuff and they move on to the next match. But, you know, this will be a life changer for me. So, you know, I told the guys about midway through the year when we were talking about goals. We always ask the athletes what their goals are, and then the kid says, "So what's your goal, Coach? What are your goals?" And I said, "Well, I don't care who it is. I really don't. It can be any one of you. It can be all of you. I don't care who it is, but I want to coach a state champion. So, you know, hopefully Shadow can help me meet my goals."
Well, in that process, and we're hoping Coach Little goes through the same thing as long as, and was Coach Cochran as well. That and Coach White from Centerville, that they all get to experience what the athlete gets to experience, and that is the transfer of that gold medal from the coach to the athlete on that podium. The coach gets to place that medal on their athlete. We want all of our coaches, and Coach, you know, we've become good friends. We've been on this journey together. You know, we talked about this last night. My wrestling broadcast career started along the mats on a handheld phone with the earpiece you and I sharing right at the mat, trying to avoid the security so we wouldn't get thrown out of here. That was 4 years ago. I had no idea what was going on. I not only needed you to be there so we had a wrestler on the mat, but I need you there to make sure the broadcast, because I had no idea what I was even announcing. And that's where my journey began, and that was your first trip as a coach to the well.
Yeah, we talked about that last night. It was your first trip as a radio broadcaster, and it was my first trip as a coach. So, you know, I was right there with you, buddy. As an athlete, when you walk out into this arena, you kind of have the awe factor. But you know what, if you're a coach and you walk out here for the first time and say that you're not in awe, then you're lying. So, you know, and we were both able to share that together. So, you know, but it all boils back to the kids. You know, the kids give us this opportunity, and it's pretty special. So, you know, we owe a lot to these kids, and of course we sometimes don't want to admit that to them, but you know, it's all about the kids.
Well, Coach, I don't know if you know this or not, the two of you, but both of you are sharing headsets about 18 hours ago were worn by two guys that have performed in the Olympics. And Dan Gable and Terry Brands shared those headsets you guys are wearing. I'm hoping that the talent that they have and all that rubs off and sinks in. But they were up here to talk about Let's Keep Wrestling, the initiative to change the mind of the IOC, who ruled that they were no longer going to allow wrestling a part of the Olympics. We talked about the elimination of that. It's not just about taking wrestling out of the Olympics. It's taking dreams out of young kids.
Yeah, no question. I've listened to your broadcast, and every coach says the same thing, and we use the word crazy, and that's what it is. It's absolutely crazy. So here's my only concern, as I've listened to some other coaches over the weekend, is that I hope, you know, wrestlers have the mentality where we're going to go in and kick the door down, you know, and we're going to go in and we're going to kick butt and we're going to take names. And, and then, you know, we're gonna turn around and leave. Well, we need to do this in a professional way. You know, wrestlers can have the ability to go in there and do things in a professional way, and I think that's key. You know, because when you want to get legislation or legislators or IOCs or whatever to change their minds, you're not going to get anybody to change their mind if you go in, you know, with your fist flying.
Yeah,
so
a chicken wing is not so persuasive amongst the politicians, because that's really what you're at right now.
Right. We get our way, you know, forcing our will on other people on the mat, but we're not going to get our way forcing our will on people. And, you know,
although the guillotine sounds like a pretty nice move for me.
I you know, the spladle sounds good to me, but, you know, it is what it is. And here's the good thing is that when you go up against wrestlers, whether that's in life or whether that's on the mat, you're going to get a hell of a fight. And you know what? That's what we'll do, is we'll give them a heck of a fight. But, you know, we'll see where it all shakes out. But, you know, I have confidence that everything's going to be okay. You know, one of my heroes, Jordan Burroughs, I'm a huge Jordan Burroughs fan. He's coached us out at Nebraska for the last couple of years, and we hung out with him and got to know him. And just a couple months before he won his gold medal. And, you know, I cannot imagine that guy not having an opportunity to showcase his talents, you know, in the Olympics. The guy is so gifted, and he's such a great ambassador for our sport. And he does everything the right way, and he's such a role model for the kids. To take that away from a young man like that, it was just, I can't imagine it. So hopefully everything works out.
Well, coaches, get ready. 10 o'clock's knocking on the door, and you guys will be down on the mats getting ready to go so we can punch our ticket in the consolation side. Shooting for third place finish for both Griffin Osing and Bryce Leshen.
Yeah, you know, like I said, we've wrestled both of those guys that they've got here this next round, you know, Georgian and with Griffin, and it's a good 1-0 match. And you know, we're not going to change much there. So if there's anybody from Assumption listening, we're going to tie up your right hand, and you know, we're going to continue to do the things that we did in the first match to try to get that done. So and then you just don't know what's going to happen with Cowan and Leshen. I mean, it goes right back to Glosser and Shadow. You know, they know each other real well by now, and it's going to be a good match. And you know, it's just going to be a war of wills. So we'll see who comes out on top there. But we need some team points. We need some team points. So I'd like to see all three of our guys score today and boost our team scores.
I'd like to see some pins. Because Senate Pierce Bacher Funeral Home in Albia, $100 to the wrestling program for every pin. So let's go get $600 in pins, or $400 in pins.
Yeah, you know, I haven't thanked Bobby for that yet. Hopefully he's listening, and if not, I'll catch up to him soon enough. But that's a pretty special deal. You know, it's the kids know about it. We talked about it, and I talked about it not because of the money. I talked about it because of the support that we've got in this community, you know, especially with the Senate family. So it's just, you know, it's nice to get that message from the community that they're supporting us, and you know, the kids know about it, and they're doing everything they can do to make it happen.
Well, I think you got a little bit of support going on. It looks like 2,118 listening in right now, just streaming.
Yeah, that's amazing. I should have brushed my hair this morning.
What hair, Coach Bill? Man, I'm looking for the hell, Coach Bill. Hey, you ran down and got our books for us and got us all set up here this morning. And I know you love being a part of this as well.
I enjoy it. Like I said, it gives me something to look forward to come the end of the day when you get done with the job that pays the bills. But I told Brett yesterday after his loss, I said, you know, there's reasons why I do this, and the kids are the main reasons, to see if they can improve themselves and become better people. And, you know, hopefully it makes me a better person, too, to be helping them out. So
that's the secret that we can't tell the kids, that by helping them, it helps us. Guys, I appreciate you stopping by the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite here at the Coach's Corner. Take a quick time out. We're going to come back and listen to a little segment that we got from the Governor Branstad during the press conference they had. It was an amazing press conference. National media, it was wall-to-wall cameras, and Of course, you can expect me, Coach Winger. I was right down there in the front row, and when they asked for questions, I blocked the cameras and said, I got one for
attaboy,
you. So
attaboy.
We'll listen to the answer right here when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5 via Highway 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want. All for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter. They just call and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
Celebrate for any reason with savings from Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia. Regular and diet, caffeine-free Pepsi and Mountain Dew 24 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Bud Light Select 55, Michelob Golden Light Draft, Miller Light, and Coors Light 18 packs are $12.79 plus deposit. Save and celebrate with Jim and Charlie's, open 7 days a week.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you with no obligation at your home or the funeral home to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach's Corner today via Highway 5 from the corner 34-5. Take Highway 5 straight north. You'll find yourself right here at Wells Fargo Arena, and that's where we're broadcasting from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite, this special edition of the Coach's Corner. Yesterday, the initiative Let's Keep Wrestling was announced by Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds. Alongside them was Coach Gable and Coach Brands from the University of Iowa. And they announced this new initiative. They had a big press conference. All the national media was there. It was an enormous bank of cameras. And we were right there amongst it. And when they asked for the any questions, not being too shy, I stood right up and took the first one. And here's the answer that Governor Branstad gave us when I asked him, of all the pressing issues that were going on in the state of Iowa, why is you, as governor, would take on this particular issue?
Well, because this is part of the fabric of Iowa. And, you know, Norman Borlaug also was a great Iowa wrestler. He actually wrestled for the University of Minnesota. But he was from Cresco, up in the northern part of the state, where I come from. And so if you grow up in this state, you know what an important part of the fabric of Iowa wrestling is. And the ultimate is to be a Dan Gable who went all the way to win the Olympics and then led his team to all these NCAA titles. In just a few weeks, all right, in sometime in March, I think, we're going to have the NCAA finals right here. That is probably the hardest ticket to get. That tells you how the people of Iowa feel about wrestling. So when wrestling is threatened, the number one elected official in the state, the governor, I believe should lead the fight. And so we contacted our whole congressional delegation, both of our senators, all four of our congressmen, and there are half of them are Democrats and half of them are Republicans. They said, we want to be a part of it. They've all joined in this. So this is something that has broad-based, strong support within our state. But it's beyond the state of Iowa. It's really all about this dream of kids all over the world. Dan Gable was telling me about some of the countries in the Middle East that have not necessarily been our friends, but where wrestling is really an important part of their culture, and it's important to them too. And this is something that can unite all of humanity.
And that was the response that I received from Governor Branstad when it was just an enormous crowd there participating in that that press conference. And then, of course, you heard right here Governor Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Reynolds followed us up to our broadcast suite, and Dan Gable and Terry Branst joined them right here in this broadcast suite, and we got to interview them.
They talked about other Iowa high school athletics, including Lieutenant Governor Reynolds being a basketball player. She's a tall drink of water, Jason.
She had us by about a half a foot, Joe. Joe Sinclair now checking in the broadcast booth. Coach Kevin Cochran is going to join us here in just a second. We're about 10 minutes away from the beginning of round, opening round here this morning, day three. Let's get you to Radio Iowa and get you updated as we wind down this Coach's Corner, special edition of the Coach's Corner, and get you updated with all that's going on in the sports world of ours. Here is Radio Iowa.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Champions will be crowned tonight at the State High School Wrestling Tournament in Des Moines. For the past few dates, fans in and around Wells Fargo Arena have been searching for tickets to tonight's session, which is sold out once again, and the tickets have not been available for several months. Alan Bestie of the Iowa High School Athletic Association says the Saturday night sellouts add to the mystique of the state tournament.
It's the only sold-out event that we have, and it's sort of fun to have people looking for tickets and being down here. I've got tickets. Do you want tickets? I've got more than I need and those kinds of things. And it just really is exciting because everybody knows they're not going to get a seat. If we had a 20,000-seat arena, we could accommodate them all. I think it would still have the same excitement, but the lead-in to it wouldn't be quite as exciting because everybody would know they're going to get in the doors.
Bestie says the championship session could easily fill an 18,000-seat arena, and it's become the toughest ticket for any sporting event in the state of Iowa. 14,500 tickets have been sold for tonight's championship bouts. I'll have more after this on Radio Iowa.
The 2013 Iowa legislative session has officially begun.
There's been a recognition for some time that we needed to make some significant changes.
And as your state leaders file back into the Capitol, Radio Iowa will be there. We're on the ground in Des Moines, covering everything that affects you as a Hawkeye State citizen. Tune in to Radio Iowa for full coverage of the 2013 legislative session.
Radio Iowa, I'm O.K. Henderson.
Your state, your news, Radio Iowa.
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
Iowa Governor Terry Branstad joined wrestling dignitaries from across the state Friday to announce an effort to have the sport of wrestling reinstated to the Olympic Games. Let's Keep Wrestling is a lobbying effort aimed at the International Olympic Committee, which earlier this week voted to remove wrestling from the 2020 Games. A website was launched on Thursday and includes a petition that supporters have been asked to sign. Branstad says he wanted to become involved because wrestling is a part of the fabric of the state of Iowa.
In just a few weeks, we're going to have the NCAA finals right here. That is probably the hardest ticket to get.
That tells you how the people of Iowa feel about wrestling. So when wrestling is threatened, the number one elected official in the state, the governor, I believe should lead the fight.
Former Olympic gold medalist and Iowa coach Dan Gable acknowledges it'll be a tough fight to have the decision reversed, but says it has happened before, and the backlash to this week's vote has been unlike anything the IOC has experienced before.
With the passion from people from all over the world that's already formed, if we weren't a huge entity, we would have no chance. But because we have people all over the world, we will have a good opportunity. For better or worse, because it will not stop in May, it will not stop in September, it will continue until we climb the ladder to where we are back in.
College basketball today. The Iowa State Cyclones are at home to take on Texas Christian. In Big 12 play, the Cyclones are 6-5 in the league race, TCU 1-10. And Drake and you and I hook up tonight in Missouri Valley Conference action in Des Moines. The Panthers have won 4 straight. The Bulldogs have dropped 3 straight. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be.
We're member-owned and that's the key.
Serving you to get the job done.
Our doors are open to everyone.
Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up the Coach's Corner special edition, High Above the Mats, here from the Community First Credit Union broadcast suite. And just like that, I have one of our cheerleaders, Albany cheerleaders. Devin's in the house. And Devin, you brought us some goodies. Devin, tell the world who you are and tell us what you brought us.
I'm Devin Arkowski, and I brought some brownies that have Oreos in them and some brownies with pretzels and Frito bars.
Giving us the nutrition to get through another day. Devin, go have fun down the mat. Cheer him on, and thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
How about that? That is awesome. Hey, we're going to get ready for some more action. 6 minutes away, we're going to leave the Coach's Corner with this rendition of Hall of Fame. And tonight, we will be seeing wrestlers work their way up to a chance to become a part of this great tradition here at Wells Fargo Arena. Here's Hall of Fame.
Works the shot. Now he's got the underhook. He works the country. He's got him on his back. It's a 5-point move for Brian Cochran. He's chest to chest. Cody Jones, with 2 seconds left, will advance. 5 seconds to go in that match for Jason Crosby. Hang on, Jason Crosby, you advance.
And Jason Crosby is going to get the win for the Rocket Nation, Jason Crosby.
You can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
Legend counters it. He gets the takedown. Legend gets the takedown right at the edge of the mat.
You can break rocks. You can be a master. Don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you can find yourself.
Standing in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
Yeah.
Cause you battle with the brightest flame.
Yeah.
And the world's gonna know your name.
He's got it.
Does he get the takedown?
Yes, with 1 second to go. Andrew Landry scores the takedown in sudden victory with 1 second to go.
With a smile, you could be the hero, you could get the gold. Breaking all the records they thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people, do it for your pride. You're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country, do it for your name.
Griffin will win!
And with 6 seconds to go, Tucker Black, with a desperation move down on the legs after a sit-out attempt by Doink, and there's no score, and Tucker Black advances. going down to defeat the Karsten Van Velser. Van Velser with crossbody ride and 3 seconds to go. He's going to get it done, folks.
Yes,
Karsten Van Velser will advance to the semifinal round. I'm going to bring in Tanner Pouse right now. He's got Denver Trapolis, Tad Chapin rolled over on his back. It's Tanner Pouse with 30 seconds to go in the second period. He's teed out, gets the pin with 20 seconds left in the second period. Way to go. Oh, pin there for Riley Denny.
Yes.